I'm Phil Nay for WRCO Sports. The Riverdale football team is preparing for its campaign, its first in the Six Rivers Conference officially this year. I talked to Coach Lucas Phelps this week about the team and its scrimmage last weekend.
It was pretty good for us. You know, I think it was a key for us building confidence and unity in that team building part for the beginning of the year, you know, trying to find our identity and feel things out. You know, we went down to Mineral Point, faced a couple of really good schools. I think offensively drove the ball pretty well. You know, we had some typical mistakes that you're going to have early in the year, but offensively did a pretty good job. Didn't come out with any injuries, so that was solid. And then defensively, we had some good plays here, a lot of flashes, but there's different areas to improve. So I think overall the product that we put on the tape on Friday was key for our improvement this week and what we do for game plan against Ithaca.
Coach Phelps says the team did lose a lot to graduation this past spring.
Yeah, we did. You know, we graduated a large chunk of seniors, you know, trying to fill a lot of those spots. This year, we got a really young group this year, but we got three seniors, we got six juniors, and a really strong core group of sophomores that are stepping up. And this year, you're seeing that leadership. A lot of these guys are excited because it's kind of their opportunity now to play that pivotal role in leadership and play in the program. So it's kind of exciting to see these young guys step up.
What were the numbers like for Riverdale football?
Right now, we're looking at 24 guys, so lower numbers this year. We're hoping to get a couple more kids out when school starts.
Practice has been pretty good, I'm guessing, because of the weather. You haven't had too many cancellations or really hot days, have you?
No, it's actually, we've been pretty pleased when we had our first 2 weeks of camp. Usually the second week when you get pads on, it's usually really, really hot temperatures. But no, it was really good, and that kind of ate into the efficiency of our practices and stuff. So the weather definitely cooperated, which, you know, helped improve the atmosphere and the environment for our guys.
Riverdale opens up with a home game on Friday night against the Ithaca Bulldogs. Kickoff time, 7 o'clock, and we'll have the game on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. There are a few games on this Thursday night. Bangor is at Melrose Mindoro, and Marshall at Johnson Creek, Bayport at Middleton, and La Crosse Central at Wanakee. Some big games to open up the season on Thursday evening. The Hometown Baseball Night League playoffs continue with games tonight. In the semifinal round, Cambridge plays Verona and Middleton at Jefferson. And also, high school volleyball gets set to begin. In fact, the practices began this past Monday, and there are some upcoming tournaments. Teams will be in action soon. Here's Michael Hernan with more.
The high school volleyball season is back, with tournaments starting for most teams around the state. Here's the area teams participating in tournaments, starting with Richland Center. They will be competing in the Great River Sprawl in the Omni Center in Onalaska. The tournament will be on Wednesday, August 28th through Thursday, August 29th. For Riverdale, they'll participate in the Friendship Invitational in the Just a Game Fieldhouse in the Wisconsin Dells. The tournament will be on Friday, August 30th through Saturday, August 31st. River Valley will be competing in the Menominee Sprawl in the Johnson Fieldhouse at UW-Stout in Menominee. It will be on Friday, August 30th through Saturday, August 31st. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thanks, Michael. Well, the next few days, the bowling leagues are getting set to officially begin at the Phoenix Center. We had our first bowling scores the other night. And first of all, Lucky Strikers League will start on August 27th. There'll be a meeting at 6 o'clock prior to bowling, and the Merchants Bowling League at the Phoenix Center will begin the season on August 28th at 6:30. The best two relievers in one of Major League Baseball's best bullpens gave up six runs in the last inning and a third as the Brewers fell 10-6. Milwaukee Blue leads of 4-2 and 6-4 before the Cardinals' third baseman Nolan Arenado swatted a walk-off grand slam home run in the bottom of the 10th inning. Trevor Miguel with the loss and a 4-for-5 2-RBI game from rookie Jackson Chirio went to waste. Here's Pat Murphy talking about Devin Williams and his outing last night and what went wrong for the reliever.
Tired. You got tired for sure, but he's going on back-to-back nights, second time this year. You know, he gave up a hit-by-pitch and a ball down the right field line and, you know, good piece of hitting and then, you know, lost his command.
Devin Williams talked about the breakdown.
If I'm honest, like, maybe, I don't know. What it comes down to is I didn't have command of either pitch today, you know. And I was able to make it work for a little bit there, and then, you know, those last two hitters, I couldn't throw a strike to save my life.
The Brewers will start Freddy Peralta in the afternoon game, the capper of the series today against the Cardinals. That will get underway with a 1:15 first pitch time. You can hear the game on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Elsewhere in the National League, Washington 6-1 over Colorado, Philadelphia 3, Atlanta 2, Arizona beat Miami 10-8. In the American League, Boston 4, Houston 1, the Yankees 8-1 over Cleveland, Kansas City 3, the Angels nothing, Tampa Bay 4-2 over Oakland. Interleague play, the Mets 4-3 over Baltimore, Texas 1, Pittsburgh nothing, the White Sox 6, San Francisco 2, Minnesota 11-4 over San Diego, Cincinnati 11-7 over Toronto, Detroit 8, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers beat Seattle by a final of 8-4. A stinger injury has running back A.J. Dillon on the sidelines at a time he needs to show the Packers coaches they should keep him on the roster. Cutdown day is next Tuesday. The battle for Green Bay's third running back is between Dillon and Emmanuel Wilson. Dillon had to deal with a similar injury late last season. Wilson has had an impressive summer training camp, making the situation even more difficult for Dillon. He had a stinger last season, and he was asked this week if it is similar to that injury a year ago.
They're a lot different. Some are a lot common. I think a lot of guys reference getting a stinger at some point. I've had stingers in the past before the incident in last year. As, you know, certain things happen, some are more severe than others. You know, you kind of look at it differently. But like I said, we're waiting to get opinions back, see all the information before we make any, like, statements that are untrue.
The Packers play their final preseason game on Saturday, pregame time 10 a.m. on FM 100.9 WRCO. Pete Carroll is heading back to the University of Southern California as a teacher. He told a radio station there he plans to teach a class at USC in the spring, and the university confirmed the championship-winning football coach's return in some capacity. And former Badger basketball standout Sam Decker has returned to the Madison campus to finish his degree. The 30-year-old athlete left the basketball program early in 2015 to take a shot at the NBA. That meant he left without a diploma. He's played 201 NBA games for 5 teams over the last 6 seasons. Decker has been a star overseas. He averaged 18 points and 5.6 rebounds while leading the London Lions to the 2023 British Basketball League Cup Championship. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.